Egypt on Monday began the trial of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. It's the second time in just over 2 years that an overthrown president has been in court in Egypt. Morsi and 14 other Islamists are charged with inciting violence. The trial is not being aired on state television, and journalists were barred from bringing their telephones into the courtroom set up in a Cairo police academy. The now banned Muslim Brotherhood has said it will not abandon street protests to pressure the army, which toppled Morsi on July the 3rd, to reinstate him. The chief press spokesman of the Greek Melkite Catholic Church in Cairo, Father Rafiq Graish, says he hopes the trial will help turn a page for the Egyptian people.
Today we are having the trial, the first session of the trial of the ex-president Morsi and 14 other from the Muslim Brotherhood who were arrested on the background of violence that occurred on the 5th of December 2012 in front of the presidential palace, where there were 10 people killed and 230 people injured by the militias of the Muslim Brotherhood. So the president is arrested, and all the others who were in accomplice with him and the militias that were there at that time. So this is the first case the ex-president will be trialed on, because there are other cases that will be coming in soon. The Muslim Brotherhood today, yesterday night and today, are making manifestations in some cities in Egypt. But till now, there's nothing violent. It's only peaceful manifestations, maybe small harassments like this, but not. It didn't turn yet to violence.
Well, is there a growing nervousness about what the coming days will bring? I mean, as this trial deepens, do you think there'll be a rift between Egyptians causing greater unrest?
Well, I think the Egyptians need the trial, because we need to close a page and open a new page. A new page in the life of the Egyptians, in which and turn off the page of the Muslim Brotherhood and all the harm that was done the year they reigned, from June 2012 to June 2013. So we need these trials. I know that the trials will take long, and the procedures are also long, because this is not the only case. There are other cases, as I said before, that are coming in. So we have maybe for 2-3 years trials like this. And the trials will bring some instability, but we need the trials, because we want our country to be a country which respects the law, and that the law takes its all the procedures needed for justice.
Well, since the ousting of President Mohamed Morsi, how have people been faring? For example, how has the Christian community been faring?
Well, this is a long story, but because he was never just with the Egyptians and with the Christians especially, we had many, many sectarian problems at that time. The cathedral of the Pope Tawadros was attacked. People were killed. The Shia also were harassed and killed. I mean, it was a very, very difficult year. But the only thing, during the trials, we fear that we have, like today or maybe other days, that we have new attacks on the churches, like what happened on the 14th and 15th of August, where 63 churches and church facilities, schools, were burned or knocked out to the ground.
What is the feeling among people in general in Egypt? And what I mean is that, I mean, the economy has been severely shaken by what's gone on in Egypt. Yeah. Therefore, are people kind of tired? They see these trials, but they don't see their lives moving on in any way, because of things not seemingly getting any better in the country economically.
Yes, the economy is very bad, especially in the sector of tourism, because the tourists do not come when there is an instability. And the second thing also is that the prices are getting higher, and the poor cannot really afford to buy goods. I think the economy to get refreshed needs some time. And I think it will take a longer time after the MAP road be established and we have a real government, not an interim government like the one we have now, maybe at that time the economy can be a little better.